On behalf of one of the sponsors of this event conference, I'd like to also welcome you to this event. The college is located on Oahu, but we have people all over the islands. I also want to introduce Calvin Suwaki, who is the county administrator of the island of Hawaii. And we've been very, very interested in this aspect. When I was growing up, I lived in Hilo, in Waikea, near the, basically where you, if you flew into Hilo, you flew into right over where I used to live. And we had a lot of friends that lived on this side of the island or that did not have potable water and through the catchment systems. And that was always intriguing to me. When I went on to college, my undergraduate degree was in civil engineering, and my master's was in environmental engineering, and my PhD in agricultural engineering, and always dealing with environmental issues on water quality and management of waste, as well as water quality issues. And you know, when I kind of when Trish sent the program, I kind of skimmed through some of the papers, and it just really kind of took me back to where I was in civil engineering and environmental engineering, designing these storm sewage systems and designing water treatment systems, and reflecting on the fact that in the past we really did not value water very much, but that now that it's become a very critical commodity. How much we have to begin to be very purposeful in what we do with water. Many of you may know this. Those that live in Hawaii know this, but those that are not from the islands, it would be interesting to know that all of our fresh water that we get, most of it are from freshwater aquifers that sit above the dense salt water. So there's a freshwater lens under the islands, in that much of the public water systems draw from this system. And so it's very critical that we recharge the water, we don't overuse the water. And in some parts, especially on Oahu, where Honolulu is, the rate of withdrawal of the water is very close to what the recharge rate is. And so the issue becomes, how do we begin to preserve those systems? How do we begin to the people that don't have access to this type of water and use catchment systems? That is very, very important. So your conference here is very appropriate for those in Hawaii and island systems. I noticed that there are people from Micronesia, Marshalls, and other island systems that have this. And really, I know there are some people from Texas, we face the same issues. Water is very, very critical. We have to be very concerned with how we efficiently use it, and the issue of how do we recharge the freshwater system. But I think that for us in Hawaii, it's a matter of size and of time frame, because we're talking in tens of years, in decades, as when we see the impact of changes in recharge rate and changes in withdrawal rates. Whereas maybe, you know, I lived in Nebraska for a while, in the Ogallala Aquifer, you know, it's really talking about hundreds of years. When something happens, it takes maybe a hundred of years before you see the impact of what was done. But in Hawaii, it's a matter of decades. And so that's a big issue. Senator Kokubung, as he indicated, is chair of the task force on sustainability. And as he said, water is a critical aspect of it. I think everyone can buy into the fact of sustainability, that we want to have sustainable systems. The real issue is, how do we achieve that? How do we have the balance of conserving natural resources, making sure that people have viable businesses, there's economic sustainability, as well as communities are sustained. And so having the desire to conserve water or have a sustainable system is not enough. Systems have to be developed. And I noticed that much of the discussions of this meeting is really finding systems, maybe at small scale, maybe at a municipal scale, a large scale, but that people have to find ways of being able to conserve the water. And I really commend you all, commend this workshop so you can exchange ideas, because I think it's not only, again, you know, from an engineering perspective, having a nice system is one thing also, but having buy-in by the community or the people to actually do it, because it does take time, it takes resources, it may take energy to make a system like this work. It may require a change in lifestyle. But all of those kinds of things are aspects of how we are going to make paradigm shifts in how people do things if we really are serious about sustainability, really serious about preserving our resources, really serious about conserving our precious water resources. So I commend you all for coming under these conditions, and I really wish you a great success in your conference. Thank you very much.